The two top authorities on Australia's climate say it's clear the continent is getting warmer. The CSIRO and the Bureau of Meteorology published the latest State of the Climate report today. Australia is experiencing more extreme heat and longer fire seasons because of increasing greenhouse gas emissions. The report confirms that temperatures in Australia have risen almost 1 degree over the past 100 years. What's more, temperatures are expected to continue rising by up to 1.5 degrees in the next 16 years alone, and by more over the longer term. David Mark reports.
The clear language in the CSIRO and Bureau of Meteorology State of the Climate 2014 report is at odds with the political debate about climate change in Australia. It's unequivocal.
It's very clear that the global climate system is warming and that Australia is also experiencing that warming that we're seeing globally.
Dr. Penny Wetton is a climate scientist at the CSIRO and one of the authors of the report.
The fact that there's been an overall increase is starting to stand out quite strongly compared to those ups and downs that you get from year to year.
The report says temperatures in Australia have risen by 0.9 of a degree since 1910. 7 of the 10 warmest years on record have occurred in the past 16 years. Extreme fire weather has increased, as has the length of the fire season. Average rainfall has increased, but rainfall has decreased by at least 15% recently in the south of the country in autumn and winter. And the report makes it clear why these changes are happening.
The predominant cause of that increase in temperature, particularly since the middle of last century, has been increases in greenhouse gases. Alternative causes for that do not have the capability to explain that increase in temperature. Australia is showing a very similar pattern of warming to what we see globally.
As Dr. Wetton alluded to, the rise in temperatures has been accelerating, and that pattern will continue.
We're looking at a further warming of perhaps about 0.5 to 1.5 degrees by 2030 compared to late last century. And if you look out later in the century, the warming could be 1 to 2.5 degrees by 2070 if we follow a fairly low pathway with our emissions globally of greenhouse gases. But if in fact we follow a higher pathway with our greenhouse gas emissions, the warming could be around 2 up to 5 degrees. It would be an extraordinary change. Take for example, a temperature change of about 3 degrees is about the difference between, say, a Melbourne and Sydney climate. So, 5 degrees is quite a significant warming. If you think about inland areas of Australia where we get very hot days now of perhaps 46, 47 degrees, it's going to push those hot days well over 50 degrees.
That will mean more extreme fire weather days, up to 300% more by 2050, compared to the climate in the last decades of last century. Sea levels are projected to rise by a third to 1 metre, depending on emissions. And droughts will become more frequent and severe, particularly in southern Australia.
Well, firstly, what we see in Australia when it comes to projecting future changes in rainfall is quite a clear pattern of decreasing rainfall across southern areas of the continent, mainly the areas that get most of their rainfall in the winter, because what we see is a projected decline in winter rainfall. And so that includes sort of southwest Western Australia, across southern South Australia, into parts of southeastern Australia. Away from that region, when we look at, say, northern Australia particularly, and summer rainfall more generally, we are not getting such a consistent message from our global climate models and various lines of evidence. There is the possibility of significant changes in rainfall, but we can't be so confident about the direction of change. But in that southern area, we can be confident about the direction of change, and it's a decrease.
There was a time in Australia when the release of the State of the Climate report and its predictions of increasing extreme weather, bushfires and droughts might have sparked a political debate, particularly given the divide between the major parties over the price on carbon. It seems those days are over. Labor did not raise the report in question time today. The Greens leader, Senator Christine Milne, did buy in on her way into the Parliament this morning.
The task in Australia is enormous. We have to not only turn things around, but start pulling those emissions right down. And you're not going to do it with a target of 5%, and you're certainly not going to do it with direct action. The science is there. The reality for the farmers is there. Southeastern Australia is drying out. it is time we maintain the legislation we've got.
The Greens leader, Senator Christine Milne, ending David Mark's report.